Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the City Council meeting for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2017. I have 7 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. Tonight's invocation will be given by Council Member Zapala, and then our pledge will be led by Mrs. Reese.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to meet here as a council to consider issues for our city. We ask that God bless our country during this time of change, that we might be protected, that we might find improved chances for peace throughout the world. We ask that God bless our leaders, and especially bless members of the military who are serving throughout the world. We ask that God bless us today as we consider matters before us, that we can do so wisely. We say in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Everyone, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Let's continue on with the approval of the meeting's agenda. So if someone would like to make a motion to approve the agenda as is or make changes, I'll take that now.
Agenda as is.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been seconded by Mr. Bailey. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Next is public comments. I did not see that anyone had signed up for public comments, so unless someone wants to stand up and talk, I will close that part of the meeting. Move on to our consent agenda. So let me just walk through this a little bit. The appointment of city treasurer is Mr. Goodwin. As the interim city manager, he's also the appointment as a city treasurer. We're also going to be appointing members to the Planning Commission. Mr. Goodwin reached out to members of the Planning Commission that were up for their terms, and all of them had requested an interest to continue, so I'll read those to you. So the term for two-year regular members, which is John Dredge and Lorianne Spear, and three alternate members, which is Stephen Thomas, Brian Miller, and Jared Anderson. All their terms expired at the end of 2016, and each of them has expressed an interest to continue. Let's see. We also have the minutes for two city council meetings. One was December the 7th, 2016 city council meeting. The other one was December the 16th, 2016 city council meeting. So that's the agenda. I mean, the consent agenda. If someone would like to make a motion to accept the agenda as is, I will take that.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Okay. I have a motion to accept it. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Bailey is a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Let's move on to city business. I'll start with my left. Mr. Goodwin, if you would like to start, we'll go down the row.
Yep. In our rec department, we just got word from Greg sent me word that we've gotten over 1,000 participants in our junior jazz. I believe we started a new grade. We are doing a new grade this year. Is that correct, Greg? We're at 1,060 participants this year versus 821 last year, so we've seen a big increase there. Our SkiBus program is 3 weeks away, and we currently have 70 participants signed up. And as a matter of staffing note, we've hired a gal, Brooke Bradford, to be both an event coordinator and a recreation coordinator. She finished her degree down at BYU in recreation management, and she's been able to fill a lot of needs there. So the rec and events have had crazy Decembers, and she's been very needed, so we're glad to have her. As a matter of note, we've got the Community Partners in Policing event scheduled for January 18th. American Fork Police Department will be holding a meeting here at the Rec Center where citizens can meet the police department, learn about important safety tips, and ask any questions they want. This is a chance for the residents to get to know their local law enforcement, so we'll be getting the word out to the residents for that. January 18th. And then the Board of Adjustment meeting, we've tentatively scheduled it for February 8th. Now, I believe we've got enough response that we will have a quorum that night. Currently, staff is working with the board on obtaining legal representation, and we'll keep the council apprised of what happens, what develops there. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Reese, why don't you go ahead?
We haven't met since our last meeting, so I have no update.
Okay. Mr. Bailey?
We haven't met either, so no update.
Okay. I'll take a couple of minutes. Our Lone Peak Public Safety meeting is coming up, so I'll report back after that. During work session, I spoke about a number of things, so I'll just talk about them again. We've got our offsite training meeting coming up on January the 21st. Please put it in your schedules to make sure that you are all there. Very important, Mr. Geddes, is this year's Mayor Pro Tem. We'll ratify that later in the evening. I've received four applications for permanent city manager, all out of state, and so I think Mr. Goodwin has expressed an interest in that, so that's probably five, and I imagine that there will be more. Last time I got close to a dozen or so applications.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yes.
How is that publicized? I mean, how do people from other cities?
Utah League of Cities and Towns is one of the ways that is, they have a site. There's several sites where it's posted nationally, and so this process is similar as we did it last time. When it's posted, then I think there has always been a large number of people who are wanting to move back to Utah and serve in this capacity, and that is the case, and that's the case as well. So process is that I will either, for those that are out of state, hopefully do either a Skype or a FaceTime so I can see them. If not, do a phone conversation. The ones that are local, then sit down and have a one-on-one meeting with them. Narrow it down to one or two favorites, and then present that to the council. And I'll have Gretchen scan in the applications that I've received so far, that you guys can have an opportunity to take a look at the applications and be ready for that. The goal I have is by the end of the first quarter of this year to have found a permanent city manager. So that's our goal. And I think that's it. Okay. Mr. Geddes.
Yeah, so everybody should have got in their mail an invitation to the grand opening of the Utah Valley Dispatch. They transferred over to the new facility like the third week in December, I think, and it went perfect, and all is good, and it's a beautiful facility. It's January 12th from 10 to 12 p.m. was the actual open house, so anybody's welcome to attend. They'll have, you know, tours and things. It's if you don't know where it is, it's by the Utah County Jail, which is down just on the border of Spanish Fork and Springville there, west of the freeway.
Is that it? Okay. Mr. Crawley?
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Mr. Zappala?
The State of the City report is mostly done. I have a page on Lone Peak Fire that I need to get written, and a page that I'm going to get with Charles to do a sort of a summary of the finances for the past year, and then we'll get it off to get formatted.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cheryl, I see that you're here. Are you wanting to talk about budget amendments? I know that's something that you've been working on. Or are you going to come back at a different time and do that?
We need a public notice that, so we're going to plan on that for the January 17th meeting.
Okay. So you're just here out of the goodness of your heart, supporting the council. Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Happy New Year.
Very good. That is all of our city reports in business. Let's move on to scheduled items. First scheduled item is item number 9. That's an action item on the appointment of Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Goodwin, if you wanted to present on that, go right ahead.
Sure.
Thanks.
In accordance with Title 9 of the City Code regarding the term and office and mode of appointment, the mayor does make a recommendation to the City Council on appointments for the Mayor Pro Tem. Sorry, not Title 9. And this year, I believe Mike Geddes is being recommended to the Council. So, are there any questions on that? Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. If there are no questions on that, I will take a motion to appoint Mr. Geddes as the Mayor Pro Tem for the year of 2017. Is there a motion?
I move that we elect Councilmember Mike Geddes as Mayor Pro Tem, who shall have all the powers and duties of the mayor during his absence, disability, or refusal to act according to state and city codes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Crawley seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Mr. Geddes abstained. So thank you very much. Mr. Geddes, have a good year.
I do.
Next is also an action item. This is a resolution. It's called School Choice Week. And so I've always been a fan and advocate of lots of different choices when it comes to education. So this was brought to my attention, and I felt like it's something that is worthy of your attention. So hopefully you've had a chance to read it. There is a suggested resolution that goes along with that. So if you have had a chance to take a look at it and someone feels so inclined, I will take a motion on that now.
Out of curiosity, it says that Andrew Campanella has respectfully asked for support. Was that on a nationwide website, or did he contact us, or did someone bring it to our attention in our city? I'm just curious how it came to light.
I received a letter in the mail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's a national group that promotes school choice, and okay, they probably send out this resolution to hundreds of thousands of cities.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Are you making a motion?
I'll make the motion, sure. Let me get to it real quick. Okay. Looks like I was on it before and clicked away from it. But there we go. Thanks. I move to adopt resolution 01-03-2017-A, a resolution of the City Council of Cedar Hills, Utah, proclaiming January 22nd to 28th, 2017 as School Choice Week in Cedar Hills.
So I can read the resolution if you want me to, if you haven't already. If not, then is there someone that would like to second it?
I'll second it.
Mr. Geddes seconds it. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote starting from my left. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to our next item, which is also an action item. This is on a performance bond, and it's the start of a durability period for Lakeshore Trail Subdivision Plat A. Jeff, are you going to present on this?
Mayor and Council, the Lakeshore Subdivision, as you know, in a prior meeting, was divided into two sections. At this time, we're addressing the larger portion of the Lakeshore development, as noted as A. Having completed the infrastructure in that portion, Bowen and Collins, our contractor engineer group, and city staff has completed the inspections required for the infrastructure. Any punch list items were completed, with the exception of a very minor one, which will be held with the proposed bond on
Hunter's Court.
Sorry, lost my area there. So tonight, the staff is recommending that City Council accept the subdivision improvements and authorize the release of the construction and performance bond, and also accept the submission of the durability bond and allow them to go into durability when that bond has been posted. And that would be for a one-year period. I think we had discussions in the previous meeting, but if any questions, anybody?
This is a fairly routine procedure. I do appreciate Mr. Geddes recusing himself during work session, so he won't be voting. But I see his partner, Dan Wilson, is here. So if any of you have questions for Mr. Wilson, I think he would be happy to entertain those. Any questions, comments?
Maybe I'll give a little more information, the amount of the bond to be released. $627,975. We would hold $80,598 for the bond on the Hunter's Court portion. And then the performance bond is 20% of the construction bond, which is also the same amount that would be for the durability bond.
Are those numbers correct, Mr. Wilson?
Actually,
I have to defer to Mike on those. Jeff, you verified the numbers, right?
I was given these numbers by David, so.
By Mr. Bunker, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yes.
I'm assuming he checked on them.
Yes.
Okay. As long as both sides are good with the numbers, then I'm good with
it. I can just say I personally met with Mr. Bunker, and those numbers, I'm okay with that.
Okay. I will take a motion.
I'll move to approve the acceptance of subdivision improvements for the Lakeshore Trail subdivision planning improvements and release the performance bond and the submission of the durability bond as explained by Jeff Bond.
Okay. I think there's, you have to list the number of the motion as well.
Oh, what number are we?
A.
So one, three.
It's not an ordinance.
No, it's not. It's just a.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
There's no.
It's not an ordinance.
Okay. All right, then. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded. Let's have a roll call vote. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is the fastest meeting that we've ever had. And so I will take a motion to adjourn and see you guys back on the 17th. Is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion has been made by Mr. Geddes, seconded by Mr. Bailey. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much.
Three quarters of one.
Technically, I understand.